All my girls do yoga. All my girls do yoga. Hey, all my girls do yoga. All my girls do yoga. Hey, hey. Then get high at night. 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 All my girls do yoga. All my girls do yoga. Hey, all my girls do yoga. All my girls do yoga. Hey, then get high at night. 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 Caught shorty in a Rover. She say she a smoker. Put the girl in a roller. Shorty colder than a cola. She don't even want me. Cause she want my nigga bowler. All she wanna do fuck and smoke my doja. Ain't that some shit? I'm loving that chick.
Loving it.
She a diehard fan of the dick she wanna pick.
Hey.
Stretched out in the front.
Stretch.
Stretched out in the back. Stretched out my pocket.
Woo.
Stretched out my sack.
Hey.
All my girls do yoga.
Yoga.
All my girls do yoga. Hey. All my girls do yoga.
Yoga.
All my girls do yoga. Hey. Then get high at night.
Night.
Then get high at night.
That's okay.
Then get high at night.
Hey.
Then get high at night. All my girls do yoga.
Yoga.
I texted you how I was going to start this last night, so we're going to start it that way. Get the Raptors the fuck out of here.
Please!
I'm Brian Giberman, he's Kevin Lewis, and Stop Worrying About the Fitz podcast. I can't take that. Look, it was one game. I just can't take that team seriously. Ever. But that big goon, Jonas Valanciunas, he missed like 35 layups in the fourth quarter. Dude, get the fuck out of here. Go away. Get out of my face.
What was funny about it when we were exchanging texts is that you texted me, get the Raptors the fuck out of my face for Ever. The first one. And that was before, that was after the tip misled. I hadn't seen them yet. So I assumed something humorous, because I was on the stream, I assumed something humorous was about to happen. But oh boy, did they exceed my expectations. I just thought somebody was going to airball a shot. You know, typical Raptor stuff. They missed about 5 opportunities in the battle.
Nah, man, they went full on Charles fucking Smith.
Yo, it's your full on. And then you text me right after that, like in the overtime, after Fred Van Fleet missed the 3 to win the game. I'm just like, yo, these dudes. It's one game. The Raptors are better than them. But, like, does anybody really trust them to win this series?
No.
Or anybody, like...
No, they, like, dude, I'm not like a men... You know, I talk about sports with you all the time. I'm not like the this is gonna mentally impact them guy. Like, there's no way to know how someone's mind is going...
But it has to in this case, though.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
I think we can agree.
That reminded me of, remember when the Suns traded for Shaq and they played the Spurs?
Yeah.
And they never.
Duncan made the game tie 3. The game we
and like
about.
Ginobili hit a stupid 3. Like, and then they got so deflated. They lost. I think they either got swept or lost that series in 5 games. And but after watching that game 1, I remember saying that. I was like, there's no way the Suns are winning this series. Like, it's just not happening. Like, that, it just seems so mentally deflating. And that's what that game last night reminded me of. That
dude,
crowd was so silent when they were walking off that court.
Bro, they lost to the Cavs, who, 48 hours earlier had played a game 7?
LeBron was 12 of 30.
To Canada, LeBron went 12 for fucking 30, and they lost. Like, if there was a game set up for the Raptors to win, it was that one. And they still fucking lost. And then they lost in that fashion. Like, if they had lost by 12, I wouldn't even be talking about it. Like, all right, you chalk it up to the game. Like, whatever, the Cavs must have played really well, or they must have played really poorly. Like, yo, between the referees and the fact that Cleveland didn't even play well, everybody was asking the Raptors to win the game. They're like, no, we don't want to do this.
Now, for the opposite end of that is the Cavs probably aren't getting 10 combined threes from J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver again. They're not going to get.
Are we sure?
I mean, that. Okay, you're right. That it is possible. But.
That's very possible.
Okay, but J.R. Smith's not going to play as well of an all around game.
Yeah, he's not going to go. He went, what, 6 for 7 from 3 or 5 for 6?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, that probably is.
He shot like shit. I love J.R., but he's not the player he once was, and he's shot like shit for basically 2 full seasons now.
Yeah.
Jeff Green, I know.
The Korver stuff makes sense.
Yeah, Korver will keep shooting, but I know Jeff Green's played well against in a couple games against the Raptors this year. But, no.
Alright, just all I want to say about the Raptors, I mean, not all, but listen, if they lose this series, I don't ever want to hear about them in the regular season again. I don't even care what the coverage is. It could be positive, it could be negative. They could have won 48 straight. They could have saved kids from a burning building. I really don't care. I just don't want to hear about them. Like, every year we do this shit like, yo, the Raptors this year
might be different. Speak for yourself. I never do this.
You said what? No, not you. Okay. Not you, but the general public does this shit. Like, they want it to be the Raptors' year so bad. Like, every year. And it's like every year they vomit on themselves. You guys are not tired of doing this by now?
And the last part on this game, I don't think I've ever seen a player like what's happened with Tristan Thompson happen before. Like, legitimately really, really good player. Like, when they beat the Warriors in the finals, a lot of that was him.
Yep.
Like, dude could switch on guys. He was a beast on the boards. He finished around the hoop. He was that pick-and-dive threat that you need. And then he just disappeared for two full seasons and has been completely atrocious. And then, in a Game 7, randomly gets picked to start and play, is an absolute beast, and then he does it again. Like, if he's all of a sudden good again, like, it became a joke that he got paid $80 million, or 5 years, $80 million. But it was why. At the time, it made sense, and it was not a bad contract. He was worth that money. Then it became an awful contract, and now all of a sudden he's good again. What does, like, cheating on Khloe Kardashian give him, like, special superpowers or something?
I was gonna say more so he don't wanna have to deal with that. So he's trying to extend his playoff run as long as he can. So he don't have to deal with the whole, oh, I cheated on my girlfriend and I have a kid with her now thing. Like, he's just like, you know what, let's just put those people on the back burner. And I'll go get these rebounds.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
And hopefully we extend this playoff run as long as we can.
I mean, it needs to go along, because I feel how I'm not watching the Raptors play the Sixers or Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I sure as hell am not watching the Raptors in the NBA Finals.
Fact. I might not watch the NBA Finals, period. Like, if the Warriors make it, I legitimately might just say, you know what, I'm not doing this.
So here's how I view, here's my big picture view of the NBA playoffs, of kind of how this is all played out.
Uh-huh.
The Cavs being trash has made the Eastern Conference playoffs more fun, and I'm willing to sacrifice the finals not being as good if the Rockets can legitimately give the Warriors a good run. That's where I'm at with these playoffs.
Beat them. I don't care about no good run. Beat them four times.
I just need a good series. I want there to be points where, like, The Rockets can really win this. I just want a point, a couple points in that series where you're like, all right, the Rockets can really beat the Warriors. And then I'm okay with what's happened on the East and the Cavs or whoever coming out getting smoked in the finals. As long as the Warriors and Rockets give me an NBA Finals level series, which I think it's gonna happen, unless, I mean, is Steph might just be so damn good that all of this is stupid.
Or Warriors in five. This is we're overthinking this. Warriors in five.
Dude, he was a +27 in 26 minutes last night. If need you forget, the best player in the league came back and played last night.
No comment. I'm not going there with you.
I'm just stating facts.
Steph can take second.
He's better than him.
Steph can take second.
On
a consistent basis.
Yes,
he's the best player in the league. I'm not disputing that. Like, do I think he has the highest game to game ceiling? No. Do I think he's the best player in the league? Like, when you look at everything, like game to game to game, yes.
Consistency has to matter, right?
But we don't
see his ceiling because that team's so good, and they just, like, even the year
Well, yeah, but
even the year, dude, he had not impacted the game on defense. Yeah, but even the year that Durant wasn't there, you didn't see the full ceiling because he would get pulled in the third quarter. He'd have like 10 threes at the end of the third quarter. Motherfucker could have had like 6 games where he hit like 15 threes, but they were just killing people, so he just sit on the bench. He's a fucking cheat code.
Yeah, ceiling wise, I think he's top 3. I don't think he's the best. Like game to game, ceiling wise, I don't think he's the best because like, he's not impacting the game on defense.
Like I disagree that he doesn't impact the game on defense.
I said like that. I didn't say like he doesn't impact the game at all. Like he's not a destructive defensive player. He's not. Like he's a good one. I'm not taking that away from him. I think the whole he can't guard people shit is stupid. But
all right, I don't want to. Okay, let's move it along. We don't need to do Steph versus LeBron. That's boring.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay. The Jets got a quarterback. I have no air horns.
Wait.
Not air horn worthy.
Excuse me?
It's not air horn worthy.
Is it not?
Because he has to be good first. And I think he's going to be good, but it has to happen.
No, you're right.
But
you always have to temper your expectations with the Jets, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, you can go. You can start this one.
That day couldn't have worked out any better for me sports-wise. Like, I went to the Yankee game. Gary walked it off. I went to the bar. Saw the Giants pick Saquon Barkley. I was like, okay, they're not picking Josh Allen over Sam Darnold. Like, they might have picked him over Rosen. For all we know, thank God that wasn't it, who it came down to.
I don't think they would have. I was not nervous about. I had lost nerves about who the Jets were going to take a pretty good chunk of time ago. I was pretty confident they weren't. I don't know why, but I just
I don't know.
It's kind of like I am with the Knicks right now with Mark Jackson. Like, it's the same thing. Like, it's weird. Like, two organizations I fully don't trust to do anything right. But for whatever reason, I did not think the Jets were going to take Josh Allen. I don't think the Knicks are going to hire Mark Jackson.
It couldn't have worked out any... Like, I preferred Rosen to Darnold, but it wasn't a big enough difference for me to be like, oh, wow, he could have had Rosen. I don't... It's not a big enough difference. And then the Bills traded up for Josh Allen. But enough about that. We can talk about them another time. But yeah,
The Cardinals jumped the Dolphins, so the Dolphins didn't get Josh Rosen. The Pats didn't
I forgot about that.
The Pats didn't get Lamar Jackson. It was a really good day.
It was a really good day.
The Pats took a running back in the first round. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
I'm not gonna go that far because
I know people like him, but he might be good. It still was stupid as fuck, and the Patriots.
I mean, didn't they have two first rounders?
Yeah, they got.
They took a tackle with the other one.
Yeah,
I'm not really taking a running back with the number 31 pick is not the worst idea. Like, I wouldn't do it, but I understand
Dude,
why.
Dude, the Pats. Why? What? The Pats are like the.
They're
like the prime example of you don't need to invest big in running back.
I don't think like the number 31 pick is investing big, though.
Yeah, it is when you have the holes that team does that just gets hidden because the quarterback and coach...
The quarterback and coach are still there! So what are we talking about?
That doesn't
they're
mean
still
what
there.
They do. Dude, it's not like the Pats draft great. What the Pats do is they get enough guys because they have so many picks.
I mean, I don't know about the... They don't... I don't think they're some world-beating draft team, but yes, the point is...
No, okay, you're really going to make me bring up their draft history.
I said they drafted Lawrence Maroney in the first round. I said I'm agreeing with you.
God, I'm still kind of sick, and my Jew voice is even more annoying than it normally is.
Like, relax, but they give themselves...
I just stated a fact. Why do I have to relax?
Because you're acting like I'm disagreeing with you, and I'm not.
I thought you were telling me to relax about me saying my Jew voice was annoying.
No, your voice is annoying. We know that. That's facts. But
okay, all right. So 2017. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that guy is.
What a good start.
You know what they do? They draft quarterbacks well.
They do.
They like do. That.
I mean, outside of Ryan Mallett, right?
That Cyrus Jones dude, any good?
I don't know. You tell me.
I've never heard of him.
I've legitimately never heard his name before. Couldn't tell you.
Derek Rivers.
Couldn't tell you.
Antonio Garcia.
Couldn't tell you.
Joe Thurney. Thunny.
Thunny. That's a good name.
Does he start?
I don't know.
Tootie? Tootie? T-H-U-N-E-Y?
I don't know, bro.
Malcolm Mitchell was a good fourth-round pick when he played. He looked like he was going to be good, but Malcolm Brown, that was a first-round pick in 2015. Dominique Easley, first-round pick in 2014. Jamie Collins was a good pick. Yeah, man, they stink at drafting for the most part. They have, like, years that are good.
I'm not going to say that they stink, but...
Yeah, like, I mean, well, you have to go back to, like, 2012 for them to have, like, a legitimately good draft. They just find ways around it.
Fair enough, but I'm not going to... Them taking a running back around one is whatever. They can do that. It's not like the Giants. Like, that's different. Like, way different. Like, one, you're committing a top three pick to a running back. Two, you don't currently have a quarterback. I don't care about Kyle Loletta. If Kyle Loletta ends up good, I'll take back all of my words. Well, most of my words.
No, it's but, still not logical.
No, I said but, like it's that, not.
The way they could have saved the Barkley pick was getting back into the end of the first round and getting Lamar Jackson. Then yes. I would have been like, yeah. All right, you took Saquon Barkley, but you got your quarterback in the future.
Yeah, and you arguably got the highest ceiling quarterback in the draft. Yeah, that would have made a whole lot of sense. Like, you're taking Saquon Barkley. It's just an inefficient use of that pick. Because then now you're, like, Saquon Barkley, the second highest paid running back in the sports history. Now, today, like, before he took a snap. And you still don't have a quarterback. Like, the whole offseason felt like an apology to Eli Manning. Which is strange, because he hasn't been good in a while, first of all. And second of all, the only person who was honest about him got fired.
And has Eli Manning ever apologized for his face?
I'm not going there.
So why do we have to? Does anyone have to apologize to him when he hasn't apologized for his face?
He really does have a sourpuss face, though. God, it's so bad. His face is so bad. And then people talk about body language, but then ignore him somehow. I don't understand. Like, his body language stinks.
No, and then their GM went Phil Jackson at the press conference afterwards, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
be
talking
more,
about analytics. Yeah,
like
that was pretty ridiculous.
The most I have missed Twitter since I've quit was not being able to get Giants jokes off after that pick, and then after Gettleman went on his ranting. Like, I just wanted to make fun of the Giants and annoy Giants fans and have them get angry at me. It's my favorite pastime.
I saved those jokes for October, because usually they're relevant, because their quarterback stinks, but, yeah, I just don't understand why, like, you didn't even have to take Rosen, like, apparently that was the thing. Like, Gettleman liked Rosen, but the ownership didn't, so I read anyway. But you didn't even have to take Rosen. You could have taken a guy with similar ability who doesn't put himself out there with his opinions and thoughts and silly shit like that, according to NFL teams. Silly
I
shit,
can't
by the
believe
way.
They didn't take Darnold.
I just don't understand. I'm so thankful that they didn't, because once I heard Saquon, I was like, oh, Sam Darnold's a Jet. So,
and look,
I'm good.
In time, maybe it works out for them. Because, look, the other side of it, Barkley, Beckham, and Ingram, that's a really nice skill position player group. I there's no denying that. Like,
yeah.
Ingram's probably going to be one of the five best tight ends in the NFL. Barkley, look, I've read things from people that watch a hell of a lot more film than me, that his actual skills as a running back, like, he's a freak athlete, but, like, that he doesn't hit the hole hard, and he's not as great as a pure runner as is made out to be.
He's not.
And then Beckham's arguably the best wide receiver in the sport. So, if they do eventually get a quarterback, like, they look what they did. Like, we watched what they did. As Jets fans, they did exactly what the Jets did. They passed on a quarterback for a player at a position of value that they shouldn't have. Yeah. And then the next season, they're going to win 6 to 8 games. And then they're going to have to trade a bunch of draft picks to go up and get a quarterback like idiots.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really argue that. I'll reserve judgment because they did get a quarterback in the draft. I don't know anything about Loletta like that. Like,
what round did they take him, like him?
I think he took him in 3 or 4.
So the odds are he's going to stink.
Yeah, just a bit. I can't dispute that.
Like, that's my assumption. I did it with pretty much any quarterback. You know what? Just pretty much any quarterback in general. You just assume they're going to stink and you're going to be right 70% of the time. No matter what round they take him in.
Yeah, I just don't understand. You're taking Saquon. And I mean, Saquon Barkley, the thing is, most of his value, or more of his value than people are willing to admit, at least, is in the fact that he's a hell of a receiver. Like, he could probably play receiver full-time in the NFL and be good at it. Like, that's how good a receiver he is. So that's where a lot of his value comes. So you're going to have to use him creatively. The Giants are making it sound like they want to be a run-first, run-heavy team, which is, if that's the case, then why the hell did you take Saquon Barkley?
They really have the off. I mean, they did. They signed who? They signed someone with their offensive line, right? Soldier.
So yeah, they drafted Will Hernandez.
And so the offensive line will probably be better than it was in the past. But yeah, this is not a style that they would have been able to pull off in recent years.
Yes, I mean, Barkley is a good player. Barkley is just, you know, like, you feel way better about the pick if it's number 12 instead of number 2.
Do you remotely feel confident that Mike Maccagnan can put the right team around Sam Darnold?
No. Next question. No. I mean, yeah, no. I just don't. The thing with it is, if they figure out wide receiver, like, all right, you have Q, you have Robbie. Like, I think one more, like, really good target, and I think you have that pretty much settled, up until Robbie Anderson goes to jail anyway. You have that pretty settled. The offensive
is it illegal to come on a cop's wife or something?
Oh, man. If that story is true and he lived to tell
He's my favorite player of all time.
That's a legendary fucking
story. I need Robbie. That's so legendary. I haven't bought a Jets jersey since Darrell Revis or Santonio Holmes in 2010. I really need to buy a Robbie Anderson jersey.
Dude, and I mean, 11's a good number, too.
He's a fucking legend.
And he's good, so it works.
Yeah, he's the best player on the team.
Relax.
Nope.
Relax.
Nope. Yeah, Leonard Williams can go get 3 sacks again. My boy's better.
Why are we sending Leonard Williams? He ain't do nothing to you. Come on. Leave Leonard out of this.
I'm stating facts.
Leave Leonard out of this.
Stating facts.
Yeah, all you have to do is fix the offensive line.
And the offensive line isn't that atrocious. Like,
it's not bad. It's not terrible. Like, it's pretty below average. But if you could just have a consistently good line in front of him, like, Darnold should do good things. I don't even think it necessarily needs to be good. Given his abilities and, like, how he plays, it could be a pretty average line and you'll be fine. But for the early part of his career, I want it to be a good line. That's all I really ask from Maccagnan, but do I trust Maccagnan? Hell no.
No, he drafted like 9 25-year-olds again.
I'm so tired of him doing that. Like, I don't know if these dudes are good or bad or good, bad, or indifferent. But like, yo,
no, it's just dumb.
Go ahead.
What? That's it. I just wanted to yell. It's dumb.
Okay. Yeah. Like, they took a 24-year-old raw defensive tackle. Like, yo, you can't be old and raw. Like, gotta be one of the two. Like, oh, old and developmental. No, like, he can't be. If he's 20, fine. If he's 24, he needs, like, no, you don't take those type of dudes to develop them later on.
And like,
that's what you're telling me.
Like, and I've read, like, Mayock likes that dude. Other people like
the other pick. People like that dude. It's not a terrible pick. More so, it's not even about him.
No, it's just
it's about Mike Maccagnan doing this every year. Like, he takes old dudes every year. He took that white dude with the long hair who
Dylan Dottyhill.
Who got hemmed up. I can't even remember his name.
Dylan Dottyhill.
For driving backwards.
Dylan.
That was him?
Are you ignoring me and I'm just going to keep yelling his name? Okay.
Yeah, Dylan whatever. Like, he doesn't even deserve to have his full name called. Dylan whatever, him. Like, he was driving backwards, that dude.
I mean, if I want to die when I'm driving drunk, I'd call him.
Our Darius Stewart is like 23 at this point, or 24. I think he's 24, right?
And his best position is running back.
Like, Bryce Petty's older than Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, like, yo, stop taking old dudes. That's all I ask. Let's stop. Let's stop. No, I don't trust him. Why would I?
What would need to happen this year for Bowles and McCagnan to get fired?
They'd have to go
1-16. This is why they really needed to get fired before this season.
I agree. I'm with you. I am 100% with you. Especially Bowles.
Especially Bowles. Like, I think Bowles could get fired easier than McCagnan at this point.
I agree 100% for my own reasons. Yes. Mm-hmm. But
what are your reasons?
Neither one of them is good. Excuse me?
What are your own reasons?
Oh, come on. Do the math.
He's black?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. I said reasons. Excuse me. My own reason. Singular. Yeah. He's black. Yeah, of course he can get fired quicker than McKenna. He's a black head coach. But he's not good at his job, so I'm not pressed if they want to fire him. Go ahead.
That's a fantastic segue to Kanye West.
Oh, God.
Poop scooping a loop of a poop? Is that what you said?
Wait, what?
Poop scoop poop 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 scoop, wasn't it?
I'm assuming you said this on a song or something?
Yeah, you didn't listen to that song?
No, hell no.
Not the T.I. one, the other one.
No, I didn't.
And he goes, so the first, like, I don't know, it's like a 3 or 4 minute song, whatever it was. And he just does, like, it's just like playing weird beats for, like, 3.5 minutes or 2.5 minutes. And there's like 45 to 30 seconds left. And he's like, oh yeah, get ready for these bars. These bars are coming. And he just repeatedly goes like scoop, poop, scoop, poop it a loop, scoop for like 30 seconds. And I'm just sitting there listening. I was like, what has happened to this man?
I'm telling you, man, you get wrapped up in the Kardashians and you lose your fucking mind, man. Like, we have years of evidence on this. Except Reggie Bush. He's the only one who apparently skated free. Because he was like, yo, I can't do this.
Like,
everybody else, they lose their mind, man.
Like, I don't understand how Kanye went from the dude calling out George Bush on TV
to this.
From Katrina to what, to like, being an alt-right dude. It's really weird.
Dude, like, you could tell we're in bad times when somebody from TMZ is talking a celebrity into reason.
That dude is a hero. I can't believe he had the balls to do that. He snapped on him.
Bro, somebody from TMZ was trying to talk sense into a celebrity. Think about that sentence. That's where we are.
So, I work in a newsroom at my night job, and TVs, they have TVs on MSNBC, they have TVs on CNN, and they have TVs on Fox News. And the amount I have seen Kanye West's name and face on Fox News the past, like, week is just... every time I walk by the TV that has Fox News on, and I turn my head and see it, there's no sound. But I can see it. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, Kanye, what are you doing, man?
Yo, Kanye is on a fucking tour that has nothing to do with his music. Like, every time I look up, Kanye's either tweeting or he's somewhere talking. And it's like, enough. Please. Enough.
Like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to listen. Like, he was one of my all-time favorite rappers. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to listen to the next... Like, he's about to put out something with, or supposedly, put out something with Kid Cudi. I've been dying for that for like 10 years, and I'm just like, I don't know if I can even support that and buy it, or listen to it.
Don't
want to give him those clicks. Yeah, I don't buy it. That's obviously, I'm not buying it. Yeah, that's I'm an old person who goes...
Go on YouTube and listen to that shit. Use like, you ain't gonna get no streams off you either.
Yeah,
you go to YouTube and listen to that shit. But it's the like one underrated funny aspect of this. Did you hear the part where he said he got a lipo? Because he didn't want to look fat for us? Did you see that part?
No.
Yeah. He said he got a liposuction before his wedding because he didn't want to look fat. He didn't want to be fat shamed. This is the same dude who then said slavery is a choice. Imagine! Like, yo, imagine the audacity that you have to have to say both of those things out loud. I mean, the slavery is a choice thing is stupid as fuck by itself. Sure. But like, yo, this dude then said, yo, I got a liposuction because I don't want to be judged by y'all. Hey, what? I can't, Mikhail. I can't. Like, every day with the tweets, every day.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm not exposed to that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you will be. I'm gonna start sending you the tweets. You will be. Well, I'm going to start sending you the tweets, like a good friend. I'm going to start sending you the tweets. Oh. Absolutely.
Do we have anything else?
Nah, do you?
The Yankees are good at baseball.
Hey, man, my catcher. 3-game winning home runs in the last week.
Oh, God, he smoked that fucking ball last night.
Yo, any bat flipped on a fucking ball to dead center. God, I love him. He's the best. Best catcher in baseball.
Has he been better behind the plate this year?
He has been, if you ask me, but I also don't give a shit about pass balls, so...
I think the most wrong I've ever been about a baseball player is probably Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can attest to that. He's been ridiculous.
He came up, he was so bad.
He was so lost.
And, like, dudes who do what he did in the minors and then come up, stink like that. He wasn't young. He was like 26, 27. Like, those dudes all of a sudden becoming one of the five best players in baseball.
Well, he's 25.
Is he 25? I thought he's older than that at this
point. No, he's 25. Him and Gary are both 25.
Okay, I thought he was...
Judge turned 26 last week.
Okay, so yeah, he came up at 25. He came up a little younger than I thought he was. But he still came up... It's not like he was like a phenom who came up at 20 like Gasuna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone, and then he just became one of the five best players in baseball.
Do you think he's the best hitter on the Yankees?
I mean, yeah, he is, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's the most skilled, but I think he's the best. I think Gary's the most skilled, but Gary's plate discipline is kind of . If you want to nitpick something about him, you can nitpick that. Like, his plate discipline's not great.
Yeah, like, even last year, like, I still had my doubts. Like, because he went through that stretch last year, even after the hot start. He had, like, the 2 months where he stunk again. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, the playoffs came, and I was like, and once he did well in the playoffs, I gave up on thinking. I was like, I'm not arguing. I'm not fighting this anymore. He's just amazingly
good.
I'm done. And then he started this year. I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm never fighting this again. I was wrong.
He's so good. Like, he has like a .470 on base percentage. Like, he still strikes out a ton.
Like, but people didn't believe in him. Like, I got him in the second round of a 12-person fantasy draft.
And that was an OBP league, right?
Yes, and it had OBP.
That's even worse. You can't go in the second round of OBP.
It's like I took bets. It had to be towards that latter end of the first round, and then flipping it around, I took Judge on the way back.
He's so good. I don't have him in any fantasy league, unfortunately, but he's good. He's really, really good.
Were people in New York? How bad was the sports talk radio like that first week when there were like 500?
The strikeouts, Stanton, I mean, I didn't listen to any of it directly, like, I heard clips, and the panicking. I mean, hell, I could tell you, like, do you remember the Orioles game at all, on that Sunday, where they lost in extras?
Was that
Stanton struck out five times?
They lost, yeah, when people were booing Stanton. Bro,
like, I was power walking my ass off to get to the train, because I didn't want to hear these people, but, whoa, boy, they were letting the takes fly. This is why Stanton stinks. Like, he didn't do anything in meaningful situation in Miami. All his home runs came and they were up 8 or down 8. Send them back. Yo, it was so bad. Like, I was rushing to get to the train, not because I was mad that they lost, but because I didn't want to hear that shit. And it was bad. It was so bad. So, yeah, people were panicking.
Oh, Francesa is back. I forgot about that. I can't.
Why?
I can't believe that WFA. Look, I haven't listened. I've heard that show that replaced them was bad, but I never listened to a single second of it. I stopped listening to Francesa years ago.
Yes, like, dude, me too.
Like, stick that dinosaur in the fucking earth and get him out of here, man. He can go hang out with the fucking raptors. I just don't get. I don't give a fuck what that man has to say anymore.
Me either. I haven't cared about Mike Francesa legitimately since Walkmen were a thing. Like, I haven't listened to Mike Francesa since I was like in ninth grade.
Like, that show. So, like, yeah, he just sits there and he lets fucking callers do his work for him.
And he, like, falls asleep.
As someone who worked in that industry, what he's become is a complete embarrassment. Like, he should be embarrassed to go back on the radio and do what he does. Like, it's a fucking joke.
Steal money?
Yes, no, that's exactly what he's doing. He's stealing money because he's a big enough name to get away with it, and idiots tune in to listen to him.
Yeah, he sits there and he does nothing, and the people who call do his work for him. It's a good job if you can get it. Get him out of here.
Just took a bowl hit for Mike Francesa.
Oh my god. And I hope you enjoy that L that I gave you this past week. Hope you enjoyed it.
Are you going to talk about fantasy baseball guy that no one cares about our teams, even though I just did it before you?
Exactly. That's exactly why I brought it up. I was like, he can't tell me that nobody cares about my fantasy when you were doing the same thing. So, yeah. Enjoy that L. 12-2 or whatever it was. Enjoy it.
I hope my team's hurt.
Oh, yeah, my team's hurt. I have four people on the DL right now. Stop it.
My team's not even hurt. I just said that.
Exactly. Shut up. Shut up. Cueto's on the DL. Andrew Miller's on the DL. Like, come on. Let's stop.
Do we have anything else besides the awkward ending finish?
Fuck the Raptors. Get them out of here. That's about it.
You watch any hockey?
That's cute. The Rangers are not in the playoffs. Why the fuck would I be watching hockey?
I don't think I've watched combined, like, less than 5 minutes,
like, of all hockey. All I know playoffs. Is I want the Vegas team to win. That's all I know.
Oh, yo, just go to Coachella in your life.
Oh, was it that good?
It's, like, at this point, I don't even, the music's like, it's cool, there's music. What's fun about it?
This is fun.
What's fun about it is
the cocaine.
I mean, yeah, that was partially fun, and the Molly. Yes, the Molly and the cocaine were fun, and there was lots of it. But just like, basically putting your phone down for 72 straight hours and just like detaching from the entire planet. It's just amazing. Like, I really didn't care about anything else. It was just roaming around on drugs for three straight days.
How do your women reach you?
Oh, my women. You find them randomly at the concert.
You said what, randomly at the concert?
You find them randomly at the concert.
Oh, man.
That was...
Pop the Molly, he was sweating.
Lots. I knew I shouldn't have brought up Coachella. That was a mistake.
Man said, yo, the music is cool enough, but I'm there for the drugs.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
That was great.
I mean,
the music is cool enough. I'm really there for that.
I did not explicitly say that. You added that part in.
Shut up, man. You basically did. Because, I mean, you're Brian Gimmerman. You're going to Coachella. You say, the music is cool, but the end leads to, I was doing drugs. I was popping Molly. I was doing all that shit.
I don't think I ate I ate three meals in three full days. And then it was just breakfast. Wow. I don't think I ate an act. So we would wake up. I stayed at a hotel, and we had like a free breakfast buffet that was just disgustingly terrible. But I'd wake up each morning, I'd eat that, and then I wouldn't get back to my. I would be there till like 4 in the morning, and I wouldn't eat each day. Oh
yeah. And then you were drinking and doing all kinds of drugs.
No, the thing is, how it works is they don't let you carry. And it really, it's good. It's what saves you. There's only designated areas you can drink. You can't drink throughout the entire thing. So yeah, I'm drinking, but I'm not pounding beers like I would when I go to a bar on a Friday night. So that's a little bit of a balance to it.
Stop it.
No, balance it is
you.
It is, so you don't, like, if I would have done everything else, plus been drinking 20 beers in a day, well, let's take this back. That's what I did when I went to Lollapalooza, and it was a lot harder on your body than Coachella was. Even though I'm sick right now, and Coachella is definitely the reason I'm still sick.
Nothing will ever be funnier than you being like, oh, you know, was Coachella that good? Yeah, you know, it's really great. You know, the music is there. It's cool, but whatever. But Coachella, the main purpose of Coachella is the fucking music. And this guy just like, music is there.
No, I'm telling you, the main focus of Coachella is not the music. It's complete and utter lies.
Oh my god, like, man was out there doing that coke.
No, my friends go to me, we were talking about, like, what the shit we saw, and they're like, yeah, Post Malone really wasn't good. I was like, I don't remember seeing Post Malone. They were like, you were standing right next to me at Post Malone. I was like, I did not see Post Malone. It's not a thing that happened. I saw Migos for the third time. They were good.
Who?
Migos.
Oh, Migos. Yeah.
You ever hear of a rapper called Russ?
That's a really basic name. No.
He's actually pretty fire. The music was pretty good. That might have been the best performance that I saw.
I'm surprised you remember any of them.
Cardi B was good, and when she came out to Migos, that was fun. Who else?
Bronx royalty.
Eminem. There was way too much Skylar Grey. And then it was fun when 50 came out, when it was fun. When Dre came out, it was fun. When he played some of his old stuff, it was cool. Beyonce, I was there, but I couldn't really see from the angle I was at. There was too many people.
And
it was
hard angle.
Uh-huh. No, that, I'm being honest. I'm being honest about that. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd I barely listened to. I didn't pay attention to. I'm trying to think what other. And then there's like... there's like little spots you go to that are cool. Like there's like a techno room that's really out there. That's fun. And then there's like another place that's cool that you go to and you just see like random people. I'm sure people that pay more attention to music than I do would know these things, but I'm just roaming around listening to cool stuff. So it's kind of, that's also the fun part where you go to like random people you don't know and it's like smaller places rather than the bigger stages. That's a fun part of it, too.
Wow, you're just remembering all this on the fly, huh?
Yeah. No, I remember. Non-joking aside, I do remember most of the trip there.
By most, you mean what, 20% of it?
No. I remember most of it. It was fun. You know, you can't forget everything.
You remember all the cocaine. That's what you remember. Got it. The music is cool and all, but that's not really what I'm there for. Oh, this guy.
All right, on that note, that's another edition of the Stop Lying About Fitz podcast.